Would John Galt use eHarmony? Because I am looking for him and I am trying to narrow down my search. Well, in general, I am a completely in favor, and I'm not speaking as an objectivist, but just a person, a man. I am completely in favor of computer dating, particularly the only one I really know is Match.com. I know a number of people who have had successful relationships that way. And the great thing about the computers is that they open the whole world to you. You don't have to go to your school or your Kiwanis group or the local dance and try and pick over what's there. You know what you want. They know what they want. And you can, you know, work it out. It's just a tricky thing to work out, but it opens up the whole world. So I would certainly, if you want, try as a possibility computer dating. Now, as far as eHarmony goes, I'm not an expert, but I certainly would not use eHarmony. As I understand it, they are a Christian site. And in any event, I have had my own experience, because once a while ago, I started that. And that gives you a long list of questions. You know, what would you do if you saw this? Trying to elicit all of your views. And I gave honest answers. And at the end, a card came out saying, this is in no way meant personally, but you are not the kind of person that the women on eHarmony want, so we have to reject you as an applicant. The questions were, I think, five possibilities, from absolutely no to always, whatever the thing was. And I was taking many extreme positions, and it was clear that they were looking for moderate answers. You know, one to five, generally they like two or three. That's what it seemed to me. I think there's so many possibilities. You know, why would you go to that one?